Can we assume that God has a sense of humor? By that, can I explain that? By that, I mean is that sometimes we hear jokes where God is used as a reference, and sometimes we laugh about it. Can we assume that we are sort of doing right in sort of passing
well,
as a
joke? Well, it depends on what sort of jokes they are. If they are in any way insulting, one should refrain from, indulging in such jokes at all. Because the Holy Quran very roundly condemns this. It says that when people are joking about Allah or talking lightly of Him, if you keep sitting in such a session, you will also be evilly influenced. You should leave that place. So that obviously means that any serious effort, any serious attempt on the part of somebody to ridicule the concept of God, to make people laugh on the concept of God, that sort of joke is entirely condemned in the Holy Quran. But some people in ignorance say things about God which are made parts of common popular jokes in the Punjab, for instance. And because they were never meant to offend, they were never meant to ridicule, only a situation was described, and the person who has a raw idea about God, an incomplete idea, he is the object of laughter in reality, not God itself. So although God is mentioned in such sometimes idioms and some jokes, so they are not minded. You know, in Punjabi, they are such stupidly looking phrases as Machla jat te Allah nu lage chor, Rab nu lage chor. Yamla jat te Rab nu lage chor. And can you imagine? This is a commonly uttered phrase in the Punjabi. Yamla jat te Rab nu lage chor. And Allah has been stolen by thieves. Yamla jat te Rab nu lage chor. But if you understand the meaning, then it is not a reflection upon God at all. It's a reflection upon the Yamla jat. You see? So, this is what I mean. Sometimes the word God is used in certain jokes, not meaning any offense whatsoever against God. There, it's all right. But otherwise, if there is the slightest reflection upon God or His ridicule in any way, there a mu'min, a believer, must not tolerate. And when the Holy Quran says you should not tolerate, it does not permit you to start beating such people. You depart from that place by way of protest. So, first ever walkout that was ever mentioned in any book in the world was mentioned in the Holy Quran. You know, the modern phrase of walkout by way of protest, it is found in the Holy Quran for the first time. And no other book has ever mentioned this.